your money mindset is definitely 100,000% going to have an impact on your business. And if you don't know that and you don't want to work on that, or you don't think that what I'm saying is true, it's why you can't find clients. It's why you don't have clients. It's why you have a hard time getting clients. It's why you get a client here and there. It's why you reduce your investment to work with someone. It's all the things.
Welcome to Passionate and Prosperous, the only podcast about creating success in your life and business by using your voice, gifts, and skills to do the work that lights you up, make money, and have massive impact in the world. This show teaches coaches, creatives, and service-oriented human beings how to trust in yourself and leverage your unique message, experience, and expertise to attract your ideal audience, create clients, and organically build your soul-aligned business. I'm your host, mindset and business strategy coach, Stacey Brass Russell, and I can't wait to help you to set yourself up for success and use your passion to create the prosperous life and business that you truly desire.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Passionate and Prosperous. We've got a juicy one today. I feel like I always say that, but I do think it often. But today is really juicy because it's a topic that a lot of you love hearing about, love when I talk about it. And we're going to be talking about money. Very, very juicy. Whenever I'm going to do a money episode, I always think that I want to call it. I did call the first one about money this, you know, let's talk money, honey. But I'm feeling really called to come in and talk about money today, largely because we just came off of teaching the big training that we just did, Know Your Niche. Those of you who, followed the show like on a, consecutive weeks and you listen in real time, you either took Know Your Niche or you knew it was happening. And when I do a big event like that, what we do is we open the doors to the Passion and Prosperous Academy even wider. Now, why I say even wider is because the doors to the Passion and Prosperous Academy are always open. I designed the program so that anyone could reach out and say, I'm ready, right? And this is because when I had my other program, Out of Overwhelm and Into Action, that I ran six times before I opened the one-year ongoing academy, what would happen is someone would listen to the podcast, they'd hear me talking about Out of Overwhelm and Into Action, and then they'd reach out to me about joining, and then they'd find out that it was either over or that we were in the middle of it, and they'd be really bummed. And so after that happened enough times, I decided to move into a model where I have a program that's available for you all the time. Since many of you listen to the show, or you may come in to listening, you may discover Passion and Prosperous and me, Stacey Brass Russell, your host, at some point and really want to work with me, which you can. You can come to the academy. You can come work with me one-on-one in a more advanced capacity. Or if you just really don't like group programs, you can talk to me about one-on-one. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I designed the academy to feel like one-on-one. It's a hybrid of one-on-one and group. And to me, that is the ultimate. That is like the sweet spot. I always want to be in a combo of one-on-one and group coaching. So anyway, we open the doors extra wide when we do an event. And what that means is when we do an event, we offer a lot of bonuses, right? So it's kind of like an incentive to join now instead of keep doing what so many of, I'm not going to say me, I'm not going to put me in this category because I'm a fast action taker. Like when I know that something is really going to help me, when I know I really want something, when I know it's available, I find a way to sign up for it. So I'm a fast action taker. But what I've learned over many, many years, right? 5.5, 6 years, no, I'm coming up on 6 years of having my business, is that the fast action takers are the minority. And most other people are not. Most other people have a lot of inner angst about investing in themselves and have a lot of stories about spending money. And so what I wanted to, and so obviously what I'm saying is that this week we had the opportunity to be talking to so many people. I mean, there were almost 200 people registered for Know Your Niche. Out of those people, you know, about 50 or more of those people were very engaged and active and talking to us and booking calls with me and talking to Lori and Trista, the incredible coaches in the Passion and Prosperous Academy that work for me. They're like high-level mindset and success coaches, and we offered free calls for the people that signed up for the free training. I mean, we went over the top with support. And the benefit to me in my business is that we got to talk to so many people, and that's what you want. Like, what you want in your business is to actually get to talk with your audience and the people that are circling around or that are coming to your stuff so that you could get real live feedback on like what's going on with them. And so what we heard this time, more actually than ever before, was how many people expressed in a really heartfelt way. Like, I don't think that they were like blowing smoke up our asses, okay? But many people basically said that they want to be in the academy. They know they need it. They know they want it. They're going to be there, but they can't right now. And, you know, and it was, and what's the number one objection? It's just money. Like, that's the only objection, because the academy is designed, it's not like a course that's time consuming. It's you doing your business. Whatever amount of time you spend in your business is how much time you spend, period. But the academy is a live, living, breathing coaching mentoring program where you're getting handholding and actions and kind of like focus and help with taking the right actions at the right time. And then when it's time for an action, we teach you how to do it, right? So we teach you how to craft your signature offer so that you have something to sell immediately. We teach you how to talk to people about what you do so that you can create a client immediately. We, you know, teach you then how to create a lead magnet and set up your whole email system so you can start building your email list, which is like an essential thing that you have to be doing in your business. And every step of the way, we just give you what you need, but we make sure that you're never, ever, ever taking your eye off the most important prize, which is that you want to make money and you want to have clients. And when people come to me, very often, when I ask them a bunch of questions, I find out that they actually don't have what they need in place for that one simple thing, to get a client. And they're focusing on all the wrong things, and they're doing things in the wrong order, and they're doing things backwards, and they're working on a website, and they're prematurely trying to put out a course, and they're just doing the things that are not actually going to help them create one freaking client. And if they got that client and made $1,500 or $2,000, they would be that would like shift things for them so much. So this is like, you know, I talk to people about this constantly. And so we got to talk to people this week and we heard a lot of money stuff. We heard a lot of money stuff and all the whole spectrum of what people's mentality is around why they, you know, couldn't invest in the academy, right? Even though they really wanted to. And so when I was thinking about what I wanted to come into talk about today, what popped into my head was I always think like there's always like this sort of like headline that pops for me. And the headline that popped for me today was, your money mindset is definitely impacting your business. Your money mindset is definitely 100,000% going to have an impact on your business. And if you don't know that and you don't want to work on that, or you don't think that what I'm saying is true, it's why you can't find clients. It's why you don't have clients. It's why you have a hard time getting clients. It's why you get a client here and there. It's why you reduce your investment to work with someone. It's all the things. And so I really wanted to come in and talk about, not to chastise anyone, not to make anyone feel badly about like having money. I think we all have a complicated relationship to money. But if you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to have your own business, right, and you want to make money doing something, you have to be willing to work on your money mindset. If you weren't wanting to have your own business or be an entrepreneur or build a coaching business or a service-based business or go out and try to make money with your skills and passion and talent, try to go be a teacher, try to, you know, attract a nice number of people to come to something, to do something with you, all those things, right? If that's what you are hoping to do, if you want to do that, if you want to be an individual that somebody hands their money to as an entrepreneur, right, doing whatever it is that you want to do, your money mindset is going to be a major factor in whether or not you can succeed at that. And so your money mindset is kind of both. It's like it's your receiving of money, right? So it's your mindset or thoughts or belief system around money, both receiving it and paying it, making it, receiving it, and spending it. That's all. Right? And so if you don't realize that, like, if you're just living in your old mindset about money, like if you carried it forward with you into wanting to have a business, into wanting to be an entrepreneur, if you carry your money mindset, your old one, with you into wanting to be an entrepreneur, you very well may have a hard time. If your old money mindset is a scarcity mindset, if you have fear around money, if you constantly repeat, I don't have that, I can't afford that, if you're constantly thinking that you can't spend or invest in yourself or your business until you're somehow making money, you know, and you think that you have to make back your investment, for example, on your training or certification that you might have done to be able to call yourself whatever you're calling yourself. If you've told yourself this backward story of how you can't invest in yourself or your business until you make money back, but you're not making money and you're having a hard time charging and you don't know what to charge, this is all money mindset. You don't know what to charge. You don't know how to price your programs. You keep lowering your investment. You keep shortening your program. You have a heart. You get freaked out having conversations about money when you're on a discovery call. You don't know how to make sales. You don't know how to talk about it. You don't know how to make offers. And so you do, if you do happen to get someone on a call with you, then they end up saying no. They say they can't afford it. They have the same objections that you have. And that is what your business is going to look like. Your business is going to reflect your belief system and your reality and what you think. And I think especially if you are someone who should be working with someone that's like whatever you want to call it, further along than you, right? Like if you do something that's like a skill that improves, that can keep getting better, that when you first get your certification or whatever, you're at the bare bottom of being able to like deliver that service. That's not a bad thing, but you're a beginner, right? You're a beginner, whatever, a beginner coach, a beginner teacher, a beginner Reiki person, a beginner healer, a beginner, whatever you are. The minute you finish getting ready, and now you want clients, you're a beginner if you haven't worked with anybody or a lot of people, right? And if you don't think that you have to always be in a relationship, partnership, mentorship with someone to help you to do that thing really well, that's weird, right? Like I became a yoga teacher in 2001, right? And did I ever, 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 ever stop studying and going to like master level teachers and taking class? Just because I became a teacher, did I just like say, oh, I'm just going to do yoga on my own now and I'm never going to go study with my teacher again? I'm never going to like go and be in class with master level teachers? No, I literally was in class every week with like my high level teachers and invested tons of money to go to advanced teacher trainings with my teacher and traveled for it when I was a broke actress yoga teacher. And then when I became a coach, I've literally never not been having a coach ever, whether it was a business coach, a life coach. I'm now in a mentorship with a copywriting coach. Like, I literally can't even imagine going out into the world and asking other people to pay me for something that I'm not constantly in some form of mentorship, supervision. It's not really supervision. Like, my husband is a psychoanalyst. He teaches. He's a teacher. He teaches psychoanalysis at the school where he graduated from. And he is always investing in having his own supervisor. He goes to supervision. So anyway, it's always been fascinating to me. I'm using the word fascinating so that I don't say something like, it drives me crazy when I hear and see experts create, you know, like coaches, teachers, people who do something that where they work with other people and they're doing deep work, right? Or they're using a skill that can always be improving and getting better or deepening. You could always be up-leveling your everything, including how you have a business, like including being a business owner, right? Whatever. It always amazes me that there's a mindset out there of people who don't believe that investing in that, whatever you have to do it, is actually critical to your success. Like, critical to you being able to make money doing what you do, what you love, what you're passionate about, right? That it actually requires for you to invest in yourself and in your business in order for you to succeed at expecting other people to pay you for that thing, right? So your money mindset around investing in yourself, around investing in your business, around, you know, whatever, is going to really, really, really have an impact on whether or not you can succeed in your business. Now, I'm not saying that money isn't a real thing that could cause you anxiety and stress. I'm not saying that there aren't times when we literally don't have the money in the bank. I'm not saying that we don't all have like essential responsibilities to be a human being, to be living on planet Earth. We have to pay. We have to pay for our home. We have to pay for our family. We have to pay for food. We have expenses. We have to pay taxes. We have to, you know, we have to, a lot of things that we have to be responsible for. The bills can get very overwhelming. We also have things that we want to do. Like, maybe we want to take a trip, or we have things we want to buy for ourselves. Like, we all have a lot of expenses, and money can be very stressful. And if you choose or decide, and this is not an episode that's meant to like make anyone feel badly about whether or not they can join the academy or whatever. That's not what this is about. It's kind of like a PSA. It's like a public service announcement to all the people who are struggling with what I'm about to talk about around their money mindset, okay? The way you think about return on your investment, the way you think about whether or not people will pay you, what you charge, your comfort or discomfort around having those conversations, right? Discovery calls, conversations around telling people how much it costs to work with you, as well as investing in yourself to get what you need, to go farther faster, to get the support you need, to not sit around wasting precious time. We literally have an episode on you can always make more money, but you can't make more time. And you have no idea how many people come and end up working with me after they resisted getting the support they need for a year, 2 years, where they spun their wheels. Why? Because somewhere in their brain, they had a couple of mindset things. One is, I don't deserve or can't afford or won't do or, you know, whatever. I can't invest until I'm making money back on my original investment. When the original investment was what? A certification. It was to teach you how to do what you do. But if it wasn't a certification in business startup, if it wasn't a certification in literally how to get clients, if it wasn't a certification in messaging and marketing, if it wasn't a certification in offer design, right? If you literally got a certification in a how, in like how to be a teacher of yoga or coaching or how to deliver a certain service, right? If that's what you learned, it's a skill. But the certification didn't also literally really teach you how to go out into the world in this landscape, the one you're really living in, because this drives me fucking bananas, is like where I went to school, the pillar on how to have a business is so outdated. It was created by people that are not out in the real world right now, when online businesses are overtaking everything, and where you have to have a lot of understanding of the landscape, not only of just the online world, but in this industry, in the coaching and service-based industry, okay? Especially if you want to use the online space at all. And there's so many of these programs that they don't want to lose people, which makes, you know, which I understand, who wants to lose a client? We want client retention. But they create these like, kind of like, you know, things that they claim are going to help people make money, you know, and it doesn't work because it's not actual real, it's not the help that people really need. And so people think that they should be able to make money, make their investment back on that training before they're going to get their own coach or their own mentor or their own support that they need from a business point of view. Not to mention continuing to get support on how to be better at that skill. Right? So many, many, many of the people that come to work with me, whether it's one-on-one or join me in the academy, one of the things they get the most out of it is that they become more confident as coaches, because I actually help them design their own coaching program where they're really using their expertise, their niche, right? And we literally teach coaching confidence. You have no idea how many people come to me that have zero confidence that they can get paid for what they do. Do you think that's a money mindset thing? Yeah. So there's so much that goes into your relationship with money, investing in yourself, you know, what you're willing to spend on, that will impact your business from both angles. It'll impact you being able to find people who will invest with you. It'll impact your ability to talk to people about the money part and actually get a yes from them. It'll also impact your own ability to invest in yourself and your business and your skills. And so then what? Like, what happens when all of those critical pieces of what it takes to make money in your business they're not in place. They're all being impacted by your old money belief system that you never upgraded or shifted when you decided to become an entrepreneur. And whether you think of yourself as an entrepreneur or not, if what you're trying to do is be you and have people pay you to be you, and pay you to deliver a one-on-one service or like maybe a small group, whatever. But if you are asking people to pay you as an individual for a service, you're an entrepreneur. And an entrepreneur has to have a certain mindset to succeed. So if you become an entrepreneur without the mindset, you have a problem. So if you want to succeed as an entrepreneur, if you want to succeed in your business, and I'm not making this episode to try and like and shame you into joining the academy. Don't work with me. Work with anyone. Work with someone else. But if you are trying to be an entrepreneur and you're trying to have people pay you for your services, but you have a mindset stuff around asking for money, around your worth, around, you know, having conversations about money because of your own, I like to use my Yiddish word here, mishigas, right? That's one thing. And then if you are also not, if you don't know how to have a business, if you don't know how to like figure out your niche, figure out your offer, if you don't know how to like set up a business in a way that someone else is going to feel safe and trustworthy giving you the money. Like if you don't know how to make yourself look, feel, and sound like a business, why is someone else going to reach into their pocket and pay you thousands of dollars or $1,000 or $1,500. Of course they're not. Because there's nothing in you that says that you own a business. And that's energetic. And that is, there's an energy, there's a real strategy, there's real stuff, there's tangible stuff, and there's energetic stuff. So if that's not in place, if your mindset and what you're doing and how you're set up doesn't have any feeling or vibe to it, that it's a legitimate business, no one's paying you. When people get on a call with you and then they say, I can't afford it, or not right now, or well, that sounds good, I didn't realize how much it was, like all of that stuff, what people call money objections, right? There are so many things that could mean. I always say, I can't afford it is a really, really easy blanket statement that people make to get out of an investment. And it could be a million things. You're not always in control of being able to help them over it. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But it's really, really important to remember that one thing it could mean is that, well, I just don't feel comfortable investing with you. And I hate to say it, no one is going to say that to you. But that could actually be what they mean by I can't afford it. It could be, yeah, I don't know. This doesn't feel like legit to me. I'm not hearing that you like really know what you're talking about. I don't understand the systems you have in place. Like it just feels like a little scotch tape together type feeling. And people are careful about where they invest their money and with who and what they do. So there's so many levels to whether or not you not investing in yourself or you not working on your own relationship to money. It's not just a mindset, but your relationship to money. If you haven't worked on that in order to be an entrepreneur, it's very hard to know exactly why you are not making money or why you're not making it consistently, right? Like why the clients are very sporadic or just coming in here and there. But I believe that there's a really good chance that it's directly related to your own relationship to money. And I mean like the whole relationship, the relationship to making it, to getting paid, to receiving it, to asking for it, as well as your relationship to spending it. So let's just map out like in a more concrete way what all of the ways are. I made a little list, okay? So we're going to make a list of all of the concrete ways that your relationship to money, I don't like only saying money mindset because it's really a relationship. It's like money makes the world go around, right? Like that's a song, right? Money makes the world go around, right? If you're a Broadway person. So like money is a currency, right? That is essential to living in the world, to being able to live in the world. And so it's not only a mindset. It is it's a relationship that you have, right, with money. And like if you're gripping money because you're so terrified of letting go of it, of spending it, because you have like in your, and it may be in your DNA. It may literally be like something that like you're carrying, you know, forward with you from your ancestor, like from your, you know, your legacy, right? Like we have a money legacy. We inherit a lot of our relationship to money from our family, right? That we grew up in, our home, our surroundings, our parents' mentality and how their relationship with money. And this is handed down generation to generation. So some of your money stuff may be like this sort of like old shit, you know, that you get to look at now. And I don't just mean like that if you feel that you're not making enough money right now to invest in something, that that's not real. But how you want to handle that is your money mindset and your energetics. Are you following what I'm saying? So it's not to say that you may not legitimately right now feel that money is not as abundant as you want it to be. You may generally feel that, and it may be true that you are really only making enough to cover your expenses and stuff. But it's what you want to do about that, right? Do you want to sit with that and just let that be the status quo and stay the same? Or do you want to shift your relationship to money and your mindset into a mindset where you are going to do whatever you have to do to be able to make the more money that you want and need to do the things that you want to do? That is what money mindset is. Okay. So you might have this grip, right? So I use this example a lot. My father's parents, right? My grandparents on my father's side, they were real depression, right? They really like were living in the depression and in the, you know, like in the 30s. And they, therefore, they had a real relationship to money that was very much like a depression era mindset. And thank God my father didn't really like kind of somehow he escaped having that. But my grandparents were alive when I was growing up. And it was very interesting how critical they were of what my father chose to like invest like the money in, like supporting me going to performing arts sleepaway camp and taking all the lessons that I took and really like just wanting to see me succeed in show business and being willing to find a way to, right, to spend the money for my headshots, for my lessons, to schlep me in and out of New York City and stuff like that, right? Or send me to camp. And my brother had like a real aptitude for computers. Like my brother was of that perfect age, right, where computers came out and, you know, his at some point his bedroom looked like the set from the film War Games. There were just like these big, you know, original like big computers all over and screens and whatever. And that's how I grew up. And thank God, right, I was really, really lucky to have that. But I know so many people who have a lot of money stuff that was handed down to them. If you grew up in a home where it was constantly worried about money, we can't spend, we're worried that what if we don't have it anymore? Or you grew up with parents that were always saying we can't afford that, or you always were told that like things that you wanted that you couldn't spend on that, that was too much of a luxury. And then that starts to really, really have an impact on your worthiness, on your value, literally a dollar amount on yourself that you may feel what you're worth, what's okay to spend on you, what your value is, like not above a certain amount. And guess what? If you have that, you think you're ever going to charge, and I don't like to say what you're worth because that's like, I hate that phrase, so I don't use it. It creeps me out. But if you don't believe that it's worth spending $1,500 on you for whatever you want. Like if you were told when you were growing up that if you wanted something that cost $1,500, whatever it was, and your parents were like, yeah, we're not spending that on you, right? Don't you think that you might have a hard time thinking that a human being would pay you $1,500 for your services? Yeah, you probably do. And so these are things that we must deal with and work on, or we will not have businesses. So I wrote a list of some of the things that, you know, that I think your relationship with money is really impacting. So let's just go through them and then we can talk a little bit about what maybe you can do about it. Okay. So number one, coming up with pricing. That was the first thing I wrote down, coming up with pricing for your services. If you struggle with it, if you're constantly like going up and down, if you're hemming and hawing, if it makes you nauseous to tell people how much it costs to do your program or work with you or whatever, right? And you're like, and you're constantly, but remember, you're a freaking entrepreneur. You make up the price. And I have so many people who think that like there's some outside, you know, governing body that says how much your services are. There's not. So as someone's coach, I really work with them on this. I help them to come up with what feels like it's in alignment, right, energetically for them as a starting price. And then the beauty is when you do this work and when you have your own coach and when you have a mentor and when you're really doing, that's the only way you're going to raise your, that's the only way you're going to declare an investment that's really the right match for your service. And it's the only way you're going to raise your investment. Okay. And that's what scaling is. Okay. When you hear people say scaling, 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 what do you think scaling a business is? Well, one way is that you raise your price. And then, of course, there are ways to diversify your offers and start like offering different kinds of services where you're not just working one-to-one. That's also scaling. But guess what the first level of scaling is? Your price, your investment. Okay? Now, the second thing I wrote down was literally making your offer, like telling someone how much it costs to work with you on a discovery call. Your money mindset is really going to impact that. And when you are speaking to another individual who you hope is going to pay you, I said this earlier about like your business and you seeming like kind of like professional or legit. One way that's going to be is when you are talking to them about the price. If you seem unsure, if you seem tentative, if you seem wavery, or you seem like, you know, whatever, you think someone's going to have confidence giving you their money? No. Okay. The third thing I wrote down was investing in yourself. Yeah. Like you have to know that you have to invest in yourself. A, in yourself in terms of like what your skill is that you're asking other people to pay you for. So like always working with like a higher level coach than you who can help support you to deliver the best services to the people that you're asking for money from, as well as a business support. Now, one of the reasons why I do what I do is because I specifically say that I work with people who want to work in the field of transformation, because that is my expertise for 25 years. So when you come work with me, you're getting like the triple threat. You're getting a coach, a mentor, and a teacher who is completely ensconced in what you do, in the world of transformation, in the world of helping other people get results, in the world of delivering the best coaching and being the best teacher, if you're a teacher. I spent years, 20 years in the yoga classroom perfecting what it was like to help other people have an experience that was in alignment in every way, from their fingers to their toes, to their brains, to their hearts, to their chakras, to their, you know, cells, all the stuff I love to talk about. The fourth way that your relationship to money is really having, I think I'm going to say this, a negative impact on you is when you think about ROI. I have a relationship on this. I have an episode on this too. When you think about returns on your investments in like the wrong way. So I mentioned this. I hear from people all the time that invested money in training and certification and in becoming better at what they do, right? Or, you know, getting skilled, getting that training. And then they think that the ROI is going to be that they have to like make the money back on that training in order to justify investing in themselves again. That's like a weird, that's a made up. That's like a made up thing, right? You make that up and then you use it against yourself. Human beings do that stuff all the time. We make up something, a rule, and then we use it against ourselves, right? Like, I didn't make back my tuition on my coach training before I invested in higher level support. I invested in higher level support because I knew that was how I was going to make the money back on my training, make good on it, you know? So that's a made up story that you've got. So you could decide to it's your story and you're sticking to it, or you can have a different story, right? But there's other things about ROI, right? Sometimes when you invest in something, you're not going to make money back. It's not about an even exchange of money. Sometimes the return on the investment is being better at what you do, or being able to know how to have a business, or seeming more professional, or having an offer that someone actually wants to buy, or knowing your niche, or having better messaging, or knowing how to talk about what you do. That's the return on the investment. It's not only about money. Now, I do tell people, I'm like, with all of what I just said to you, offers, marketing, messaging, confidence in what you do, being able to have sales calls, then do I believe that I feel like right in my bones telling you that I believe if you invest in the academy, that if you do what I teach and help you with, and you are an action taker, right? You can't make money in your business if you're not an action taker. But if you're an action taker and you let me help you with your niche, your offer, your confidence in delivering your service, having a great conversation with someone and helping them say yes, if you let me help you with all that, do I believe that you can make your money back from the academy? Yes, but is it that I'm guaranteeing you the money? No, I'm guaranteeing you the other stuff. What you do with it and how you use it is how you're going to make your money back. Okay? All right. Then the next thing that I wrote down was thinking about debt in the wrong way. Okay? So, like, do you have to clear your debt completely before you can make another investment, like with a credit card, for example? Well, if you talk to a lot of, like, financial people or people who understand entrepreneurship or business, they're going to tell you absolutely not. You can carry debt in your business. Like, sometimes you have to make investments in order to make more back. So, like, I am often heavily invested and often paying for multiple things at the same time. Now, technically, am I in debt? I'm not in debt necessarily with a credit card. Like, I'm in debt, though, because I've committed to something, right? Like, so I'm currently completely committed to my coach, who I pay $24,000 a year with. Now, have I already given her that $24,000 in full, and now I'm in debt and racking up in, you know? No, I make monthly payments. So technically, even though energetically I have a debt, I'm not in debt. Do I have a credit card with stuff on it that I pay off? Yeah. Have I ever taken, like, I get offered loans for my business from the payment processing companies because I'm a great customer, right, of Stripe and Square. And periodically they'll say, hey, do you want to take this loan in your business and then just pay it back as when people pay you? We'll just take a little of that money every time. I've done that twice. It's awesome. It's an amazing way to, like, give myself a cash injection in my business. So I think that, like, this, that sometimes even your relationship to whether or not, like, you can accrue some debt to get what you need and go further, I think that's a relationship that you have to look at. Because again, if you're coming into being an entrepreneur without an entrepreneur mindset, you've got problems. So you might have to learn how to think like an entrepreneur. That's money mindset, right? Okay. And then the next one is, I think we're almost done with, like, the things I wanted to say. And then I started saying, like, so what can you do about it? Let me just confirm. All right. So those are all things that I wanted to talk to you about, like, things that you might need to be looking at that are impacting your business negatively, okay, in terms of your relationship to money. So what can you do about it? Well, there's a lot of work that you can do around your relationship to money, because it all goes back to certain things like fear, scarcity. You may have some, like, really old beliefs that, like I said, are inherited. They're like legacy beliefs. They're family legacy beliefs. You might have had something bad happen to you. Like, when I went to NYU, my parents took out a student loan. Now, they took it out in my name because that's what you had to do, but they never, ever, ever planned on me paying it back myself. They always thought they're going to take out this loan, and then as soon as I graduate college, they'll just start making the monthly payments, and they're going to take care of it for me. I didn't even know they took out the loan. It was just part of my big financial package that they got. And then my father died when I was a sophomore. And within a year, my mother couldn't, like, keep my father's business open, and the shit hit the fan, and a lot of things happened that weren't good. And my mom went bankrupt, and she stopped making the payments on the loan. I wasn't even graduated from NYU, and the loan had started coming in for payments. And anyway, she defaulted on the loan, but I didn't even know because she was having, like, a lot of problems at that time. And it went into default so badly, and I didn't know about it, that when I went to try to get my first apartment on my own with a friend who I was in Fiddler on the Roof with on Broadway. We applied for this little apartment that wasn't even that expensive, and we got rejected. And they said it was because of me, because of my credit, because I had a defaulted student loan that I didn't know about. And guess what? It took me until I was 40 years old to pay it off. And that happened to me when I was 22 or 21. Okay, so could that impact my relationship to money? Absolutely. So we all have stuff like that that could have like impacted our relationship, the way we think about money or how we can get it or the fear of like being in debt, all of that. So some of the things that we have to do are, number one, we must believe that we can do energetic work to increase our capacity to receive. And that does involve like you really believing that the universe is an abundant universe and that there are endless resources, including money. This is a mindset shift, you guys. This is not literally about making more money. It's about increasing your capacity for abundance so that you could start to shift your belief that there is enough to go around, that there is enough out there, and that if you choose to invest in yourself, that you will be able to receive that money back. It also is like kind of believing that you're part of the sort of the ecosystem of money, right? Like if you hold on to your money really tightly and you're afraid to spend it, you're going to attract people that feel the same way. And then you're just both going to be sitting there holding on to your money. And you're going to wonder, like, why don't my clients want to work with me? And this might be getting a little woo for you, but if you're curious about money mindset, this is what it is, folks. Then there's some literal financial stuff that you can learn about investing or about, like, you know, being smart with where you choose to put your money. And then what I'm going to say is, like, in the academy, in the orientation materials, there's a money tracker. One of the things that shifted my relationship to money and making it when I went from being like a scarcity mindset yoga teacher. I didn't ever have a full-on scarcity mindset, but I was surrounded by so many people who did that it was just like staggering. When I started tracking money and being okay with and sort of going, well, wait a minute. It doesn't only have to count if it came from my coaching business. All money counts. When I stopped thinking that I had to like look at only the money from my coaching business as money that counted toward me making money, that was the only time when I allowed myself to count that I was still teaching yoga and money was coming in from that or getting, you know, a residual check from like a acting job or whatever. When I started tracking all the money coming in, it shifted. Instead of me thinking that the only money I could look at was the money that came in from my coaching business. Now I have an episode about going all in. I never recommend that anyone quits their job before they're making money in their new business. I think that people who have the mindset of that, they think that that's the only way they can make money in their business. I'm concerned about that. I'm not going to lie. Because we don't know how long it's going to take for you to make money. Right? I hope it's fast. One of our academy members, Beth, she joined the academy when we had the live event, not this past year, but the year before in New York, the Passion and Prosperous Live. And she hadn't even finished her certification yet. And she asked me, did I think it was like too early for her to join the academy? I said, absolutely not. You're graduating in like 2 months. Then you'll join the academy and we'll be starting to work on your like on your offer and your business and whatever. Guess what? She was the first person in the academy to get a client within like the first like 3 months that we were open. And when I say open, I mean like she was a founding member. That was when the academy started. So anyway, do we know how many people exist right now that you already know that could be your potential client? Are we really starting from scratch trying to attract people from, you know, God knows where? That's all going to determine how quickly someone makes money, right? Or makes their money back. So, you know, as far as like as the realities, like looking at the financial realities of business and like being smart, there's only so much you can do when you're starting a business like this, an entrepreneur business. You can make some calculations. You can say, well, if I want to make sure that I'm making $50,000, okay, and I'm going to charge to start out with, I'm going to charge $1,000, okay? Well, you need 50 clients. That might feel a little bit overwhelming, but the good news is that's not a business model. We don't say I'm going to charge $1,000 in perpetuity, and then every time I want to make $50,000, I'm going to have to get 50 clients. No, you charge $1,000 for the first couple of clients till you feel more comfortable with talking about money, and then you raise your investment, and then you raise it, and then you raise it. That's what being an entrepreneur is. Right? But so are there real number things for you to look at? Yes. But do I think that really the place that it all starts is with your actual like relationship to money and money mindset? I do. So I think that like, so what I was talking about the tracking, I was like, that's looking at real numbers. And it's also just deciding that you're going to count things. Now, the other thing is what I was saying about going all in, you know, sometimes you have to do stuff to fund your business, to fund your dream, to fund the things that you want to do, right? So let's just say, I'm just going to use this as an example because it's what kind of sparked this whole thing, right? But let's just say you really did want to join the academy. Let's just say you really did want to join the academy and your current situation was that for what you're making, literally, like what's coming in isn't going to work. It's not enough. It would put you in danger, jeopardy. Then what you get to do is you get to decide, is investing in my business worth it to me to find some way to make money, right? In a way that's a little bit less like, not intense, but like to get your business off the ground, right? Isn't always easy. So is there something else you could also do to bring in some money? Is there something other, some other thing that you could see yourself doing, something part-time, another way of using one of your other skills or something, right? To be an assistant to someone, like whatever. I don't want to start making up possible jobs where you could make money in order to make a big investment in yourself. These are the things that we have to, how we have to think. Right. When I first started my coaching business and I wanted to leave my business partnership of owning the yoga studio because I was miserable, I really would have liked to have walked away. My business partners were like toxic people. Okay. And I hated dealing with them at all. It would have been much better when I left the partnership for me to never have to walk in there again. But guess what? I couldn't afford to do that. I couldn't afford to like keep on trying to be a coach. I was paying for like an advanced coach training, blah, blah, blah. So I had to keep teaching at that studio because I wasn't going to go find a place where I didn't have a following and people that already knew me and took my classes. And I worked my butt off and I said yes to every annoying private like lesson. I was going to someone's house at 7 o'clock in the morning. Torture for Stacey Brass Russell. That is not my best hour, right? I was doing whatever I had to do to make money so that I could pursue my thing. And so I think that like, there's definitely like that is something that you have to look at about yourself. Like how badly do you want this? And are you willing to do whatever you have to do to make money? Obviously not like sell your body. I mean, unless that's what... unless you want to, I'm not even judging that. But you know what I mean? Not whatever you have to do, like rob a bank, but it's just this sort of like, it's just this decision to not make investing money in yourself or your business or spending money or receiving money, to not make it something that is going to get in your way. It just can't. The thing that's going to take you down every time is wasting your time and your energy. And I bet you that those two wasted commodities and investing in the wrong things are going to end up putting you in a worse situation than investing money. I really believe that. I really believe it. And it's what I teach. So I would, and oh, and another thing that you have to do is get over your fear of looking at numbers and money, right? And talking about it. And you may have to talk to your partner, spouse, whatever, your housemate or whatever, if you have a shared income or someone else is, you know, contributing and the money is, you know, not only yours or the decisions aren't only yours. You may also have to be able to have a conversation with that person and not be enrolled in their money mindset and not have somebody else being the gatekeeper or preventing you from doing the things that you want to do for yourself. So this is like tricky stuff, and it has everything to do with you getting to have the life and business that you want. It really does. So, you know, I do abundance meditations. I, you know, sometimes I just have to stand up and spread my arms open and literally say, I am available. I'm available to receive all that is coming to me. I have to remind myself that the universe is infinite and abundant and that there's enough to go around. You know, sometimes when I see other peers, you know, saying that they're making this much and that much, you know, sometimes I have a reaction to it. And I get panicked and I'm like, oh my God, how are they doing that? Or like, you know, they must have something that I don't have or whatever. And then I have to stop myself and go, you know, there's enough to go around. There are enough clients to go around. There's enough money to go around. But energetically, I have to be a player. Like I have to shift myself into believing that I can be a player, that I can receive too. And again, there is that worthiness piece, right? I deserve it. I'm worthy of it. It's available to me. I can have that. The universe is definitely a non-discriminatory universe. There's no way that the universe is saying so-and-so can have that, but Stacy can't. So this is all work that like we get to do. We get to do it every day. We get to wake up. Last week's episode, I talked a lot about morning routines. I mean, this is the shit that I do in mine when I need to. I feel really great that I've shifted pretty far, so it doesn't feel like it's always like in my, ugh, but it's there. So we all have to do this work. And then we have to, when we realize that like, that our shit is getting in our way of doing or having, right, something that we think will really, really benefit us, help us, something that we really want. And when we realize that we're in our way of getting that, rather than just accepting that and going, oh, well, I can't have that. You get to decide how can you have it? How can you make it happen? How can you have it? And some of that is like confidence stuff, you know, for sure. But a lot of it, when it comes to making an investment, obviously is what we're talking about today. I don't want your money mindset and energy relationship with money to keep you from making money. I don't want it to impact your business negatively. And you might not be realizing that one of the reasons why you're having a hard time, if you are, I don't want to just assume that you all are, but I'm just speaking from the Know Your Niche experience that I heard a lot of this. I literally heard pain in people's voices of how much they know the Academy could help them, how badly they want to be in it, and that they couldn't do it right now. And I don't push. I'm not one of those coaches that tries to like shame you into doing it. I'll ask some questions and see if I can help you. Right? But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to trust you as a fully whole, capable, and complete human being. But over here, I can say, and do I have some concerns for you? Like, because I don't know where that's coming from. And do I think you might be able to get, you know, kind of help yourself over into being a little in a space where you can actually give yourself more of what you need? I do. But if I'm not your, you know, it's not always an opportunity for me to do that, which is why I love making the podcast. Cause I kind of feel like, all right, well, at least I can sort of like bring it to your awareness. And then, you know, maybe you want to do something about it. So, all right, that's what I came in to talk about today. And I'm really grateful for the community, though. I really got so much out of teaching the Know Your Niche training and getting to know so many of you. And listen, all the people who said they can't do it right now, guess what they also said? But I'm coming. I'm joining. I am going to work with you. And I believe them. And I'm perfectly happy to keep, or you, if you're listening. And I'm so happy to continue to serve you and support you and be your coach, mentor, like from over here until you are ready to step in. Or, you know, and to support you on the podcast and with any of my free trainings. You know, this is like what I live for. It's like my, it's what I wake up wanting to do. And so I'm so grateful. Okay, so that's it. I will be back in your headphones next week. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your whatever, whenever you're listening to this, morning, noon, night, whatever's left. I hope it's wonderful. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Passionate and Prosperous with me, Stacey Brass Russell. If you like what you're listening to, please make sure you're following or subscribing. And if you're on Apple, that's the little plus sign on the top right, so that you get notified when new episodes drop every Wednesday. As always, I'm sending you love and high vibes. And remember, life is hard, and there's always something you can do about it.